أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. صدق الله العظيم. We praise, we glorify, and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send peace and blessings upon His noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Alhamdulillah, we have come a long way in our sacred and beautiful journey of understanding our salah, understanding the importance of opening our heart and our mind and sharing our feelings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, falling in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purifying our heart and our mind, enjoying our salah, making our salah more meaningful, and ultimately tasting the sweetness of salah, lazzat salah. This is one of the core objectives of salah. So we have the importance of preparing your heart and your mind. And then you have the second important part, which is making sure that we physically pray our salah in the correct manner, externally, in terms of our positions, ruku, sujood, and qiyam. And then we also have the internal elements, which is pronouncing, reciting, and reading all of the correct elements of our salah. So these three core elements are very, very important. There are three stages that we all need to work upon. And the third stage, which is the stage of khushu, which is one we've been talking about in a lot of detail, is something which will take a lifetime of effort and energy and sacrifice. But the more you strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open His doors for you and make it easier for you. Majority of us just suffice with the first two, which is just about get our external salah okay. Kareona, standing, qiyam, and just about sajda, etc. And then some of us obviously focus a little bit on our fatiha and a surah, etc. But remember, we need to perfect our recitation, we need to perfect our positions, and we also, most importantly, need to perfect the state of our heart. People always ask you, how are you? You know, pujde na kiya le? They should rather actually ask you, how is the state of your heart? كيف حال قلبك مع الله? What is the state of your heart? What is the state of your heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the health of your heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The beauty, the relationship that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I said, this is the third daraja which we really need to focus and work upon throughout our entire lives. Over the last few days, we just spent, obviously, just on ta'awuz, which is a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. We spent 2 days on that. And it was very important to understand why we do ta'awuz, why we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand our enemy, to understand his tactics, to understand his attacks, to understand his goals and objectives, and what he will do, and how he was relentlessly there to misguide us and distract us and to do waswas in our minds. And it is our duty to protect ourselves, our ears, our nose, our eyes, our heart, our mind, and to come to our salah in the best of manners, presenting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we will have no recourse on the day of Qiyamah. We can't blame him on the day of Qiyamah. We can only blame ourselves for not focusing in on salah, not perfecting our recitation or understanding of salah, or perfecting our ruku and sujood in our salah. So human beings, we all need protection. This is a reality of human nature. We are a very, very delicate species. In spite of the muscles that you might get by going to the gym and the testosterone and all the other things that we do, we are generally, if you look at us as a species, we are very, very delicate. Why do I say we are very delicate? Something, a thorn pricks you and you start to bleed very easily. You brush against something and you can easily graze yourself. Somebody punches you and you can bruise. Somebody slaps you and you'll get, you know, a black eye. And you bruise very, very easily. The human body is very, very fragile. The skin is very, very fragile. The gut. And my wife is always complaining about me that your gut is very weak. And I eat something which is obviously not in favor. And then you get the runs and you're like, you know, you've got a very poor gut. You know, look at me, I can eat anything, I can eat a horse and I'll be fine. So obviously everybody has a different composition. We are very delicate with our skin, we are very delicate with our gut. Sometimes we eat certain things and then we get the runs. We're also very, very delicate and we need protection with the viruses around us. COVID, you know, for example, and other diseases throughout the world, small, tiny, minute things that you can't even see with your eye, you have to use a microscope, and those viruses and those diseases can bring you down and make you suffer, make you sweat, make you bleed, and also cause your death. These things, this shows us how fragile actually human nature is. From our external as well as also our internal as well. We're very fragile in comparison to animals. They're much more stronger in the way that they are. We're very fragile even with the weather. If you get too much rain, and then sardi lag jandi hai. If you get too much snow, and then you're shivering as well. And we're always prone to the weather, the hot. Garmi zyada ho jave, phir bhi pasina chhod den. Sardi zyada ho jave, and then you're still complaining as well. So human nature, and with us as a species, we're very, very fragile. And we need protection externally with our body, internally with our body, with the weather and everything else. Disaster happens, natural disasters happen, and it affects us on a huge scale as well. We're also very, very fragile and we need protection emotionally. Constantly we're telling our children, I love you, you know, I will always be there for you. Don't worry, don't listen to them, ignore them, all of these things. You are strong, you are powerful, you are beautiful. We say all of these things all the time to support other people, to support our children, because they're very, very fragile. They need emotional protection. They need physical protection. He hit you, tell you, I'll go sort him out. So physical protection, emotional protection, mental protection, all of these things, human beings are constantly needing what? They need protection. So why is it that we don't look at the spiritual protection that we need as well? Because the body is made of two things, the ruh and the jasad. So if you take so much precautions to protect yourself, look, everybody's wearing kapde, nobody's sitting here nanga padanga, as they say. Everybody wears socks, everybody wears clothes, everybody has food, the right food, and they do all of the things to protect their body, to protect their immunity, and then to protect their mind and to protect their heart emotionally and mentally. We do all of these things. But when it comes to protection from the jinn, when it comes to protection from the shaitan, when it comes to protection from these things, we think, oh, chalo, you know, it's fine. We'll deal with it when it happens. But no, we as human beings, we need constant protection from the shaitan, constant protection from these dark forces, constant protection from the jinn. And this is why having that ta'awuz, understanding that ta'awuz is very, very important for us, not just in our salah, but externally as well. Whenever you see something evil, you see something bad, you should always seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam even said that if you have a bad dream, good dreams are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bad dreams are from the shaitan. So when you have a bad dream and you wake up, you should turn to your left and spit. That doesn't mean you spit on your wife if she's on the left. Okay? No, you turn to your left and you just spit very lightly without saliva coming out. Then you say, hadith mein padhi hai, Imam Sahib told me, then I'm going to get in trouble. No. So you turn to your left, okay, and you very lightly spit three times over your shoulder and you say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. As a result of that, you'll be protected and nothing that you have seen in your dream will come to fruition because you've been seeking the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned you shouldn't divulge and share evil and bad dreams with other people as well. Just do the protection of Allah and then leave it, forget it. So, you know, very important for us that if we protect ourselves constantly, you know, what have we been doing? You know, jello, antiseptic law all the time. Protect yourselves.
Except for the back feet. Especially on the left hand side.
So what have we been doing? Cleaning our hands, washing our hands and sanitizing ourselves all the time. What about from the shaitan? You can do that with A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. So look at how a child always turns to the mother. It seeks refuge, it seeks protection with the mother, always, because it needs food, it needs health, it needs warmth, it needs everything. We as human beings, we are also babies essentially, and we always need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our protection, for our spiritual, for our emotional, for our mental, and also for our physical protection. None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect us. Because the shaitan will try all of these things. He'll try to make you eat haram, wear haram, act in a haram way, behave in a different particular way, protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the shaitan and all of his attacks. So that was just a very brief summary of the last 2 days that we did in A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem, and how the shaitan is rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why he's rejected not just from Jannah, but he's rejected from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And none of us, including all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can ever enter into Jannah without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, inshallah, we come to the next element, which is the tasmiyah or the basmala. And you might think, what's tasmiyah? What's basmala? You know, we all know our shorthand and abbreviations in the world. OMG, everybody knows what that means. LOL, everybody knows what that means. USP, everybody knows what that means. All of the worldly things we know. And similarly, we should know some abbreviations from our Islamic tradition as well. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is also known in the Arabic tradition, Islamic tradition, as the tasmiyah or the basmala. So somebody, if somebody ever says to you, say the basmala, you say, then Bismillah ni andi, Bismillah. No, no. Basmala is also Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That doesn't mean that it's a term to say the du'a of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Or if somebody says to you Tasmiyak, and you're like, well, what's this guy saying? What language is he speaking? No, we should know these things. Just like ta'awuz, sana, tasmiyah, basmala, we should know these terms, these three terms of our own Islamic heritage and tradition. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is also known as the tasmiyah and the basmala, and it's a very important du'a. This is the opening formula that we have to our prayer before we actually begin the surah, the recitation of Suratul Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always mentions in the Quran, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, that whenever you are about to begin the glorious recitation of the Quran, always seek the refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, and then say the Bismillah, say begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just like we've practiced the Allahu Akbar, it's not Allahu Akbar, it's Allahu Akbar, and we should make it round and we should stretch it. Similarly, we've practiced the Thana, which is Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. We've practiced that, and over the last 2 days we practiced A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. So A'u, Hamza is normal and soft, and A'u is sharp. Billahi, and here we don't say billah, that's incorrect. Billahi. You know, when you know somebody, for example, you know Mia Sahab, you know Waqar Sahab, you know Naveed Sahab, whoever you know, when you say their name, you should always say their name correctly. Otherwise, you say, Yara, what kind of person is it? Doesn't even say my name properly. You are, obviously, you feel disrespected and dishonored. And we should show the utmost reverence and respect towards the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should know how to pronounce the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the subhanakallah, we say Allahumma. And we say, when we say Allahu Akbar, we say Allahu Akbar. But here in the tasmiyah and the basmala and the ta'awuz, we say Bismillah. Lam here is thin. It's very important to note that. And remember what I said to you the other day, that you know, if you want to know what standard a person is, just listen to their Fatiha, listen to their surah, listen to their Bismillah, and you'll know kitne paani chega, as they say, you know. They'll know actually how much you know and how much you've studied and how much you care about your own deen if you can't even pronounce the Bismillah or the Ta'awuz or Fatiha properly. So we should know these things. We should know and we should excel in these things. So A'udhu billahi, lam is thin, minash shaytan, ta is round. Nirrajim, again thin. And then Bismillah, lam is thin. Again, and we stretch it for 2 seconds. Bismillah, and then the ha is very important. Why? Because many people just say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, or Ir-Rahman Ar-Rahim, which is extremely wrong. So Bismillahir, H-I-R, that joins the next word. Hir-Rahma, and the ha is heavy. Hir, not ha, it's heavy. Hir, and then rah, then that next ha, that's light. And you're stretching that as well. Hir rahmanir rahim. And stretching the right ways as well. So inshallah, as I mentioned, after Ramadan we'll have those refresher classes for our salah, and I encourage you all to come and participate. And don't be embarrassed. At the end of the day, if you have a medical problem, if your child has any of the problems with their speech or ability or studies, what do? You go to the doctors, you go to a specialist, you know, takoni check karo turda zaini bolda zaini in samajh nahi aati, and you do all of these things. Something wrong with your car, you go get it checked. Everything's wrong with your house, you call the builder. So something's wrong with your salah, why do you feel embarrassed to go and get it checked, to go and get it fixed? This is the most important thing that needs to be fixed. If this is wrong, then everything else will also be wrong. And this is the very first thing that you'll be questioned for on the day of Qiyamah. Check his salah out. That's the first thing that we checked. And Puri Zindagi, if you've been reading it wrong, then what are you going to say? So that's why you don't feel embarrassed. And in Islam, you should not be embarrassed when seeking knowledge, especially seeking knowledge that brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and corrects the things that you do. So without hesitation, without any obviously judgment, you should come and read individually and perfect your salah, correct your salah, and enhance your salah to the best of your ability. It doesn't matter whether you're young, you are old, you're there as a student learning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. So I'm constantly learning, and you should also be learning as well. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the opening formula that we say before we recite the Fatiha. And when you say this particular dua, what it does automatically, what it should invoke a sense of peace within your heart and within your mind, a sense of safety in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a sense of blessings all in one place. So safety, peace, and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because it contains three of the most majestic names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It contains Allah azza wa jal. So Allah, which is the most superior name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it contains Ar-Rahman, another name, a beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ar-Rahim. So we should, inshallah al-Aziz, we'll delve into the meaning of these three particular beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are names of Allah azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. That only in the dhikr, in the remembrance, in the mentioning of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will your heart find peace and satisfaction and safety. So when we are saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you should feel that peace. You should feel that safety. You should feel that blessing in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that Allah azza wa jal's name is not mentioned on anything small except that it increases it. So whenever you have anything small or minor, when you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, whatever that small thing may be, there'll be abundant barakah in that. So much so, there's a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, many hadiths. Once the Prophet ﷺ went to see Sayyidina Ayyub al-Ansari, and he sat down with him to sit with him and eat with him. He only had a small amount. When you cook at home, how much do you cook? You don't cook for 100 people. No, you only cook for yourself, for your wife, and for your children. That's it. So he had only cooked for himself, his family, and the Prophet ﷺ, and maybe one or two sahaba. Okay? And then hundreds and hundreds of sahaba turned up. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, don't worry. And before the food began, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and he blew it on the food, and he invoked the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that food. People say, oh, khatam kyun kar diyo, dua kyun kar diyo khane utte, to invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he did that. And Sayyidina Ayyub al-Ansari mentions that hundreds of sahaba came and they ate, and everybody ate to their fill. Why? Because they all read Bismillah and they all enjoyed their food. And only when the last person didn't read Bismillah, then the food finished. So subhanAllah, this is why the Prophet ﷺ mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is mentioned. It can be on anything small, but it will increase in barakah because the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been mentioned. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is magnificent, so His name is also magnificent. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all harm, and it places sukoon and barakah in all of those things that we do. So much so, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has taught us a very important dua, and this is something that I've been sharing on Jum'ah and with other people as well, especially during the pandemic. The dua of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentions Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. That when you say this particular dua, if it's said three times in the morning when you wake up,
And then it is said three times in the evening before you, when evening happens after Maghrib time. Then throughout the entire day, from the morning up until Maghrib time, nothing can ever harm you. And from the evening till the morning, nothing can ever harm you again. And this is there mentioned in the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba Ikram. You should do that, and they would never ever got harmed by anything. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. I'm sure many of you are also here as well. But you know, I wasn't very cautious during the COVID. You know, I'll admit it. You know, I wasn't very cautious. But one of the reasons for that is that I read this dua every single morning. I woke up to, and in the evening, every single time I read this dua. Alhamdulillah, I never contracted COVID whatsoever. Not alhamdulillah. Why? Because you have this iman and this aqidah, this belief in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings and safety from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam that he taught this to the Sahaba ikram. And this Sahabi, one in particular, he used to read it every single day and he was perfectly fine. But then once, you know, he had a stroke. And then the Sahaba Ikram turned around and said, "You used to read this dua all the time." And he said, "Yes, you are right. But on that particular day, I forgot to read it in the morning because I was busy with something else. And instead of waking up and reading that dua, I forgot to read it on that day. That is the day that he got a stroke. Not because of, you know, the failure on Auz Billahi Min Shaitanir, but he himself forgot." So this is a very, very powerful dua taught by the Prophet ﷺ, experienced by the Sahaba ikram, and myself included, alhamdulillah. I still continue to read that dua in the morning and in the evening. Allah khair, I never got my jabs up until last year, just in August time. And that was only out of majburi. Why? Because I had to go to Pakistan and I knew that I have to prepare beforehand. Otherwise, even now, you know, I would not probably go for my jab. That's my personal thingy. But anyhow, going back to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you read this dua in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with whose name that there can be no harm in the earth or in the heavens, He is the all-hearer and the all-knower. When you say this, that I am doing this dua in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything in the heavens and the earth, nothing can harm me. Why? Because I have taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala three times in the morning, three times in the evening. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promises that that person on that day, if he said it from the morning till the evening, nothing will harm him. And from the evening, if he said it till the morning, nothing can ever harm that particular individual, spiritually or physically. But if you say this properly, with the correct aqidah and correct belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this is the greatness of just of saying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then imagine actually going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just the name, because we're saying in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi. Just in the name, using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Bismillah is you literally seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the peace and tranquility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using His supreme name, which is Allah Azza wa Jal, and using His other names, which is Rahman and Ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful and the most compassionate. So you are starting every single task in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason why this is important in our salah is because human beings and our normal day-to-day interactions is that each nation or each society, when they want to do something on behalf of somebody, like a chief or a great personality or the hukumat or the organization, etc., they say, in the name of such and such person, I tell you to do this. Do you know when the Queen and all the other people used to send a letter? You should start off, in the name of the King, in the name of the Queen, we are telling you this decree. Okay? What do they say? Where's our police officer Adam Saab gone? He says, in the name of the police, in the name of the law, they say, in the name of the law, stop. Who are you? How are you arresting me? I'm arresting you, you know, in the name of the law, because you have done this. You know, we're going to war in the name of the Queen, in the name of the government, etc. You always do it in the name of someone or something, and this is how traditions used to be. So every single task which is important, which is significant, is always done in the name of something, to show you that I'm nothing, I'm just a messenger, or I'm nothing in comparison, but I'm actually doing it because of a higher authority, because of something more powerful, something more great. So when we start our salah, we are reminding ourselves that we are nothing, and we are doing this in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to show off, not to be accepted by our community, not to do anything else but doing it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in submission and surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you do not begin your actions with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then those actions become fruitless. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that we should always begin every single action that we do in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you eat, you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you drink, you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you enter the masjid, you enter the masjid and you say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you wake up, you say Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. In your name, O Allah, I live and I die. In the name of Allah, you live. In the name of Allah, you survive. In the name of Allah, you do everything. This is your existence. You acknowledging the greatest power, the most supreme power, which is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you leave your home, Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. You say Bismillahi tawakkaltu wa ala Allahi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi la aliyyi lazim. You say Bismillahi majriha wa mursaha inna rabbi la ghafoorur rahim. You say Bismillahi. Everything that you do, that we do, and we want barakah, we want success, we want peace and safety and all of these things, we always do it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is where our success is. And without the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot find any success. And this is why, as I mentioned, that any action that is done without the basmala, without the tasmiyah, without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become fruitless. You will do that action and you may find any benefit in the dunya, but you won't actually find any satisfaction in your heart or in your mind. You will not find any reward or barakah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you come into your salah, think about obviously the takbir, think about the sana that we've talked about, think about the ta'awwuz, the refuge that we find in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the protection that we need as human beings, spiritual and physical and emotional and mental, protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then think about the basmala. Think about the tasmiyah and how you are nothing and you cannot achieve anything without the name, just the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of our things in our life, this is why our children, our parents constantly remind us, always say Bismillah, always say Bismillah, so that it becomes a habit for you to constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by you saying Bismillah in every single action, what will happen? It will prevent you from doing those things which are haram, those things which are wrong, those things which are in the grey area, because you'll say, wait a minute, I can't do this haram act in the name of Allah, I can't do this dubious act in the name of Allah, I can't do this thing whilst I'm thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you can't do this. You think about it, you can't go around and say, I'm going to slap you because I'm doing it in the name of my father, I'm going to smack you, I'm going to steal from you in the name of my mother, I'm going to do this in the name of the queen. And they'll come on the chandamars and say, who are you to say our name and do these things? So constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of your af'al, in all of your actions, and this will protect you. It will protect you and it will guide you and it will prevent you from doing all of those things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is that opening formula that we need to say, we need to think about and reflect upon when we are establishing our salah. What does it actually mean? It means in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has various meanings. You can say the most gracious Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. These are some of the translations of Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, that you begin in the name of Allah, who is the most gracious, and He is also the most merciful. And it can also be translated as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most compassionate. It's also translated as the all-merciful and the entirely merciful as well. So there are so many nuances that we can think about and reflect upon just in the basmala when we are saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So it will ensure that you keep your intentions in check and your actions will always be in compliance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will ensure that the action that you do, you will receive the reward for that action from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just receive the reward from the dunya, from your job, from your employer, but actually receive your reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by you feeding somebody, by picking something up from the middle of the road, and you do it, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that you receive a reward just for picking up that item from the floor. Just by you helping somebody, but you do it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you receive reward, you receive barakah, you receive safety from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We might think that Bismillah is just for our salah, or it's just for the recitation of the Quran, but no, it's an integral part of all of the actions that we do. So much so, even in the intimate actions that we do, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wasallam taught this dua to the Sahaba ikram, that when you are intimate with your wife, we are about to be intimate with your wife, even then you should say Bismillah ar-Rahmanir-Rahim. And you might be thinking, why is that? How does that make sense? But the actual hadith there of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is that you're saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O Allah, I begin in your name, then I seek your protection, Allahumma jannibna shaytan, that keep us away from the shaytan, and keep whatever you provide us with, then keep that also away from the shaytan. So when you do this, that even that act which is an intimate act, and that, you know, very very close act that you have, which is a halal act, then that becomes rewarding for you, that becomes blessed for you, and that also becomes a protection for you. How so? The Prophet ﷺ mentions that if you were to conceive a child on that night, basically, obviously, you've done that dua, and then based on that night's activities, your wife becomes pregnant, then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, then the shaitan will never be able to harm your child. Why? Because its origins is all based in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how I, even then, in moments like these, how important it is to say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not just doing it for sex, you're not just doing it for pleasure, you're doing it for a greater purpose, a greater cause, so that you can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your child can be protected, your child can be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can be protected from the touch of the shaitan. So this is a very powerful dua that we can do as well. As I mentioned, even for wudu, having saying the Bismillah is very, very important. Entering the masjid, all of the things that we do, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from the shaitan, will realign our hearts and our actions, purify us, strengthen us, and make sure that we receive blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we're actually doing is, if you break it down, B is not part of, obviously, the actual ism. B is separate, ism is separate. Allah is separate, Ar-Rahman is separate, and Ar-Rahim. These are all separate things that we say. If you put it together, it becomes Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And B here means that you are using or utilizing something. What are you using or utilizing? You are using the name, just the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're using Allah's name for your protection. You're using Allah's name for mercy. You're using Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name for blessings. For all of these things, just using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you receive the acceptance and protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of you receiving Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become accepted by Allah azza wa jal. Your action becomes accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaitan, as we know, is ar-rajim, he's rejected. So he's pushed far away, and Allah ta'ala is saying, you come close to me. You are worthy of my rewards, you are worthy of my mercy, you are worthy of my acceptance, you are worthy of my protection, and the shaitan isn't. So think about when you say the next time, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and not just Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Think about what you are asking Allah in His name, what you are doing in His name, the mercy that you will receive, the barakah that you will receive, the protection that you receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ constantly reinforced within us that you should do Bismillah before every single act. Before eating, before wudu, before drinking, before traveling, before entering your home, exiting your home, before sleeping. And even the food that we eat, that can never be halal, except that you have done the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it not? You can't just go anywhere and just pick up any meat and say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and say, oh, halal ho gaya. No. At the point of slaughter, when an animal, when a goat, when a sheep, when a cow, any halal animal that is being slaughtered, we have to say at that very point that Bismillah Allahu Akbar. You have to say and invoke the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order for that to be halal for you. Otherwise, it will just be meat, and you will have no reward and no blessing and no khair and no protection for you. It will not be beneficial for you. So look at how all of these things are very, very important. So everything should begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And if it is void of Bismillah, then your work will not be complete. It will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the essence of the Qur'an. It is direct blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will strengthen your bond and your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will protect you from the shaitan. It will protect you from the fire of hell. Just saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that Bismillah will make the scales of a Muslim heavier on the day of Qiyamah. SubhanAllah. Why? Because you are invoking the blessed name and the most majestic and supreme name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the name of Allah, that will make your scales heavier on the day of Qiyamah. So yes, this is a dhikr. This is a form of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't just think dhikr is subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Bismillah is a dhikr that you are doing. Ismi Azam, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will make your scales heavier. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wants us to be worthy of the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, receive the protection and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So think about this and perfect your tasmiyah and your basmala in your salah when you're about to perform your salah, and pronounce it correctly. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is how we should recite it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to do all of those good things and actions that are pleasing to Him in His name. Live our life in His name. Today we buried somebody, and at the time that we bury them, what do we say? We say, Bismillahi wa ala millati Rasulillah. That in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and upon the manhaj, upon the method, upon the path of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala sallam, we are returning you back to where you came from. Minha khalaqnakum وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِيُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. This is what we are saying. When somebody holds a child for the first time, our elders especially, they say, Bismillah ayanu. Or they hold them and say, Bismillah mirijan. Or when somebody comes to the house, they say, Bismillah ayanu. That's what they say. Invoking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings so much blessings in your life. So at home, at work, wherever you are, traveling, working, whatever you do, always remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exalt the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find everything that you need, the protection, the mercy, the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshaAllah al-Aziz, tomorrow we'll go on to Fatiha. And I'm in a bit of a dilemma. One is to either go through Fatiha maybe in one day or 2 days, or actually do Fatiha correctly, and that might take us about 10 to 15 days. So I'll do Bismillah tomorrow and see which I'm guided towards. But anyhow, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to fulfill all of the rights of our deen. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.